This is an election year, and the Center for Cooperative Media at Montclair State University has a new version of Voting Block. Voting Block is an initiative to amplify the voices of people in various communities, and this time it's Patterson, Newark, and Camden. Patterson has already weighed in. That's one of the reasons why we brought Manya Brashear-Pashman into the WBGO studios. She runs Voting Block. Great to see you, Manya.
Thank you, Doug. It's good to be here.
Now, you have three cities in New Jersey that you have targeted with hopes of getting their voices heard and getting issues and topics addressed. Patterson was first. What did you learn?
We learned a lot. We rolled it out in Patterson first. Just to really focus on one city, the initial objective was to roll it out in across the state, in all the cities simultaneously. But, you know, each city is different, and it really requires focus and concentration on the issues and priorities in that city. So we recruited people. We actually reached out to community organizations and partners in Patterson, and really they spread the word for us and said, here's this opportunity to come to dinner, three dinners once a month through the fall, and sit across from people that you don't normally dine with, people who have perhaps different political views, they're a different ethnicity, they have different priorities in the community, or they just simply live in a different neighborhood, just people you wouldn't normally dine with, and have a conversation about what matters to you. And it's people jumped at the opportunity. We had 10 people. That was our goal. We got 10 people to meet three times through the fall and talk about the issues that mattered, be it education, be it the environment, be it employment or underemployment. The issues were the gamut. We heard the gamut. And we also saw a lot of friendships form around the table that I don't think would have happened if we had not held these dinners. So it was great.
Next up is Newark, and we're excited because WBGO's New Voices fellow and WBGO reporter Britt Harley will be the moderator for these events, the facilitator of the Newark Three Dinners. So tell us why there needs to be a facilitator.
So there are several different elements to this. It's not just 10 residents from the city coming to dinner. There is a facilitator. Britt will be the one in Newark. And Britt is really a great hybrid. She is not only a journalist, a budding journalist here at WBGO, but she's also a community organizer. That's her background. And so she is accustomed to engaging with these communities and really facilitating some hard, tough topics. And that's what we need. In Camden, for example, which we'll be rolling out next month, that voting block program will be facilitated by a local journalist as well. But she has a real rapport and trust with the community there. She's been covering it for a very long time. And so she really is well equipped to facilitate. In Patterson, we used a professional facilitator, someone who works for a nonprofit organization who's very enmeshed in the education issues there, has a lot of trust from the community. Trust is very important. She facilitated the conversations just because she had a really strong background in, you know, facilitating, working through tough issues, much like Britt. So that's one element of it. We also invite journalists to the table. So Britt will not be the only journalist at the table. There will be others, just as we had in Patterson. And the goal there is so that the journalists hear these tough conversations, that the journalists connect with these residents. I mean, the point of Voting Block is to amplify underrepresented voices in the community. Well, to amplify voices, it helps to have the media there. And if the media has not been connecting with these people in their day-to-day work, then we're inviting them to dinner as well. And they come to all three dinners as well. They listen to the conversations. We welcome their input. If they feel comfortable, you know, engaging and participating in the conversations, great. If they just want to be a fly on the wall and take notes, old school style, that's fine too. There's room for all kinds of journalism at the table. And so that's another very important component. I would argue it's the most important component, being a journalist myself. And then the third element is at one of the dinners, we invite a lawmaker or a policymaker to the table. We let the participants choose that policymaker. So, for example, in Patterson, they chose a city councilwoman to invite to the third and final dinner. And she came and listened. She listened to them talk about their priorities. She listened to their questions and tried to offer some constructive solutions. But most importantly, she listened and she took notes, and she hopefully took those notes and took it to heart and is now going to go forward knowing what matters to those residents in Patterson. And when we are done with all three dinners, we're going to be compiling what's called a people's agenda. And that will be delivered to all the lawmakers, whether they were invited to dinner with us or not. They will see what the priorities are for the residents in each city.
Do you expect that the issues will be dramatically different between the three cities?
I do. I think it matters on what the current events are in that community. Here in Newark, we have a problem with water, and I think that's probably going to come up a lot in the conversations. In Patterson, there's some real concerns about education and underemployment. And I think, you know, in Camden, there's some real issues about gentrification and property. And I think the issues are going to vary. Of course, there will be overlap. Of course, there will be similarities. Cities are cities. They have a lot of common issues. But I do think that once this project is done, we will have a portrait. We will have three very different portraits of very different cities that have their own unique issues.
Why did Manya Brashear Pashman move from Chicago to Montclair?
I was a longtime religion reporter at the Chicago Tribune. I am a journalist. It is in my DNA. And I did have my dream job, I won't lie. And it was a hard move. But I also have two small children and a husband. And sometimes something's got to give. and so rather than being married to my job, I decided to follow my family to New Jersey. And so this has been a wonderful way, first, to get a crash course in New Jersey, to also get a crash course in the New Jersey media landscape. I'm learning a whole new network of media outlets. But it's also a way to do journalism, to support journalism. I may not be reporting and writing and pounding the pavement looking for stories, but I am supporting journalism in that I'm inviting journalists to hear these voices, introducing them to stories I would love to do, but instead I'm sharing it with them, and I'm also encouraging what I think is so important, and that is community engagement. You know, I was never one of those reporters who worked the phones. Well, of course I did. You have to sometimes, especially in a breaking news situation, but I love going to mosques and synagogues and churches and temples and just going to worship services and engaging with people and getting to know them face to face. That's where you get the really good stories.
Manya, is also a result of how journalism and how news departments, newspapers, magazines have cut back through the years. So reaching out to the community has really been taken away in many areas, and there's these vast journalism deserts that have been created, especially in the Garden State.
Absolutely, and I think that is exactly why the Center for Cooperative Media exists. It is to address the news deserts. It is to, again, amplify the voices, build up local journalism, give them the resources that they need. And I think we see this across the country in the journalism industry. A lot of nonprofit foundations, a lot of corporate newspapers that used to shun the word collaboration or refuse to take money from other sources, I think they're seeing the need for collaboration and the need to look to the nonprofit sector for support. So, you know, Voting Block, for example, is a grant-funded project, and we're working with media outlets that don't necessarily have the resources to devote a reporter to three dinners, right? I mean, I will say, when I've reached out to some of these media outlets and talked about the project, they're like, really? You want us to come to dinner? I can't devote a reporter to that. Except there is some grant money associated with it. And the hope is that content will come out of that. And I cringe when I say that word, but it's important, right? I mean, they have to spend their time wisely and invest their time wisely. And if they come away with a couple stories out of this, that's music to their editor's ears.
We will be posting online the entire conversations that are happening here in those dinners, and as well as providing some reports that develop from the Voting Block project. Some people may be saying you get 10 people from, various communities. How do you know they're the right people?
It's a great question. We don't. We're going for diversity, and you know, that means checking, you know, in this stage of the game, we're checking the boxes, right? We're looking for people of different political leanings, different priorities, different ideologies, maybe theologies. I always look to religious diversity. Race, ethnicity, geography. All of those boxes, you know, we're trying to check. But we're also, you know, I did include in that list priorities. And we are relying on our community partners and organizations to point us in the right direction. What voices need to be amplified? Who's not getting listened to? Who's not getting any attention from local media and needs to be? And so we're really relying on those partners to, like I said, point us in the right direction and help us recruit the right people. We got really lucky in Patterson. We had a wonderful group of people. They're even in the process of organizing their own fourth dinner because they want to remain in touch and really work together as a team. And I really hope the same is true in Newark and Camden.
We certainly understand the whole dinner idea because it kind of takes away a little bit of the tension and creates a little bit of more camaraderie. But right now, politics in New Jersey and in the U.S. are at a heightened pitch. Mm-hmm. Do you foresee one of these dinners getting a little rowdy, and how do you handle that?
I would love to see a food fight. I really would. and we were warned when we came into Patterson, actually. There's some really powerful personalities and in Patterson. We were warned that these dinners could get a little testy. They got a little testy, but that's the whole point, is that, listen, work through it. Figure out a way to work through it. Our society needs to figure out a way to work through this anger and these disagreements. And right now, it's just everything is so polarized and pressurized. It's just there's no productive conversation going on. And I think, you know, in many ways, that's the role of journalism, right, is to help us navigate those tough conversations and the 11 points of view in a story, right? That's the job of a journalist, is to synthesize all of that and help us make sense of it. And that, you know, given the reduction of resources, that is tougher and tougher to do. But I think that that's the whole point of bringing people around the table and getting them to, yeah, overcome those boundaries and those barriers and maybe not see common ground. There may not be common ground, but at least understand each other. I mean, that was the whole reason I became a religion reporter. I was seeing people stuck in their own religious doctrine and not really seeing other people for who they are and really respecting their doctrine, their beliefs. And you got to know about it to understand it. And so as a religion reporter, that's what I committed myself to do, is explain others' belief systems. Why are people doing what they're doing? They're motivated by religion. What religion? So this really is an extension of what I've been doing for so many years, but it goes beyond religion and political leanings. It could just be a difference in priorities.
Manya Brashear-Pashman runs Voting Block for the Center for Cooperative Media at Montclair State University, and Voting Block is an initiative to amplify the voices of people who live in three cities around political issues, and those three cities are Patterson, Newark, and Camden. Question for you, Manya, and it might not be an easy one to answer. Do people feel that they can make a difference in today's world? Politicians who make the decisions, many of them have so much money. It seems like the only people who run for office these days, especially for really high office, are people that might not necessarily be in touch with the average person. So how can this project, Voting Block, help kind of let people in a little bit more?
So in a previous conversation with Britt Harley, our Voting Block facilitator here in Newark and your fellow here at WBGO, she had said that she goes into neighborhoods where people fear people walking around with clipboards and notepads. And I thought that was so interesting because when I walked around neighborhoods, crime-ridden neighborhoods in Chicago with my pen and notepad, I felt like that notepad was a shield. I did not feel like a threatening presence at all. I felt like they knew I was there to listen to them, to listen to their stories, and thus to empower them. And I feel like, what you're asking is, do people feel empowered? Do they feel like they can make a difference? I think if they feel listened to, that's a great start to building up that empowerment and building up that sense of engagement. And I think that people do feel like they can make a difference if they feel listened to. And I think that that's the point of this project. And I hope that by delivering these people's agendas to policymakers and inviting them to these dinners, that people will feel like they are making a difference. They're reaching the system.
Not creating more work for you, but if somebody's listening right now and say, I kind of like what Manya's doing. I like this voting block project. I'd like to know more about it. How can they get involved?
So they can go to the Center for Cooperative Media's website. Actually, Voting Block has a website, and it's votingblocknj.com. And they can certainly sign up for the dinner. It's not too late. We always have some seats set aside for last-minute guests. But you do have to commit to attending all three dinners because, again, it's about building relationships and really building on the previous conversations. If they want to attend, our first dinner is February 9th.
Not to mention some pretty good food in these towns as well.
Yes, that has been one of the delights of this project is I love food. And one of my personal goals is to, introduce people to different kinds of cuisine and feed them well. I mean, they're not going to have a good conversation if their tummies aren't full.
Well, WBGO is certainly excited about being part of Voting Block with Britt Harley being the facilitator. And as I mentioned, we will be providing the audio for a lot of these dinners that are being held right here in Newark and trying to do as many as reports as we can surrounding Voting Block. Manya Brashear-Pashman, who runs Voting Block for the Center for Cooperative Media at Montclair State University. Great to see you, and thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you so much, Doug.